For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Police in Paris confirm a stabbing attack was claimed by the Islamic State. One person is dead and at least four more were injured, two of them seriously after a man wielding a knife attacked people in the famous theater district. Eyewitnesses say the man then ran at the police yelling, "Kill me or I will kill you." The police then shot him to death. North Korea says it will dismantle its nuclear test site in less than 2 weeks. North Korea's foreign ministry says all the tunnels at the country's northeastern testing ground will be destroyed by explosion between May 23rd and May 25th. They also said observation and research facilities, as well as ground-based guard units, will also be removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A new lava fissure opened up on Hawaii's Big Island in the vicinity of a geothermal energy plant. This brings the total number of fissures to 16. Tina Neal is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This morning, a new fissure segment opened about a mile to the northeast of the existing fissure system. At the last report, there was spattering occurring at this fissure number 16, but no significant lava flow had developed.
Experts are worried that the Kilauea volcano could blast debris high into the sky. House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's retiring, has some parting advice for President Trump. Think twice before you tweet.
I prefer fewer tweets, but in Wisconsin, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, President is strong in those states. He's an asset.
Ryan spoke at the Wisconsin Republican Convention in Milwaukee. He's warning fellow Republicans to work hard to keep the Democrats from gaining seats in this fall's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
President Trump isn't the only one trying to lower drug prices. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have introduced policy proposals to help lower prescription drug prices. That was the topic of today's Democratic Weekly Address by Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow.
We have more pharmaceutical and health product lobbyists than for any other industry. It's almost 15 for every member of the United States Senate.
She's also urging President Trump to lower the cost of naloxone, the drug used to reverse opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It was a time for celebration during the big ceremonies at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Saturday. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been watching the skies for 60 years. With more on the story of the anniversary, here's John Clemens.
The Joint Binational Command involving the U.S. and Canada conducts aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning to defend North America from attack. Air Force General Paul Silva, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke about that cooperation at the 60th anniversary celebration.
The United States and Canadian service members have worked shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand, watching over the North American continent. It is a model of cooperation, integration, and accountability unmatched anywhere else in the world.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.